You're about to listen to a message by Reverend Yomi Kasali of Foundation of Truth Assembly. May the word you hear bear fruit in your heart, now and always.
Sometimes you use your personal experience to share messages from scriptures. Sometimes you just try to see, especially when you do not have a literal physical experience. My mother did not raise me up. My stepmom did. She did a brilliant job with me. So, and I have an idea of how, what it means that it's not your own child, but you raised him as your own child. So when I speak about motherhood or fatherhood, I speak not just spiritually, but also literally. That you don't have to give birth to one to be a good mother. Some of the finest mothers may not even have a great womb. Some may have fruitful wombs. It's a spirit. It's a heart. It takes a womb to be a woman. It takes a heart to be a mother. It's a heart. I told you and I taught you. That's why you have motherless babies, not womanless babies. Because there are so many babies out there that have no mothers, not no women. Somebody gave birth to them. The Lord will help us to become, to understand what it means. 2 days ago, I was being celebrated by my youth at the 412. And they all kept saying, coach. Some call me coach. Some call me daddy. And there's this daughter of mine. I hope she's in church. I love her so very much. She has actually adopted me, and I have adopted her as a father. She's a pleasant lady. And I understand that sometimes we see ourselves as pastors and not fathers. See ourselves as leaders and not mothers. There are hearts here today yearning for motherhood. Yearning for a woman that would adopt them, take care of them, love them, genuinely care. Just care. Call them. Some are blessed with physical mothers. Some are not. The church is a big place. Different backgrounds. There are women, there are men here who are really yearning for a relationship with some older mother, woman here, that they can call mommy. They can run to her and say mommy. They want to say the word mommy, really. There are youth here that just want to say mommy. And not just their parents, but somebody else in church they can call mommy. That word is strong. Mommy or daddy. The Lord will help us to become that for them. There will be no Timothy without a mother, Eunice and Louis. You can imagine. I don't want to go into spiritual work. That was literal, grandmother and mother. It's very clear. 1 Timothy 1 tells us that very clearly. 2 Timothy 1 verse 5, beg your pardon. You would not become what you are, even in ministry, even in life, without a good mother. Father, we ask that you speak to us today. We want to hear your voice clearly. We want to understand your will. We want you to reveal your mind. Your mind to us. We yearn for the truth. Open the pages of scriptures that would may please you and do the right thing. Help us, Holy Ghost. Reveal to us. Our hearts are yearning. We are really hungry so we can do what will please you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may have your seat in God's presence. I don't know what the women, Bila ladies, we have a group called Bila Ladies in Church. They coordinate programs for women, folk, female, which is Mother's Day, Sister's Day, Wives' Day, any day they want to celebrate. I don't know what Bumi and others have in store for today, but I just have a message, and the message is very brief. I may teach a bigger sermon, longer sermon, but it will be brief. And it's important. It's important for you to understand the mind of God. I repeat, the mind of God. The will of God. As a church, what we do is teach the will, the mind of God. Not teach ideas and ideologies. Not try to teach what's Western and civilized and what people are doing. I don't mind speaking about what people are doing as long as it does not negate or run contrary to the mind of God. I want to teach on how to honor our mothers. Exodus 20. Exodus 20, I'm going to start with that. So I'm going to be sharing with you the subject of honoring our mothers. Honor your mother. Today is Mother's Day and we almost forgot. Pastor Pedro is away in Ajah Church preaching this morning. Pastor Teru also away doing Mother's Day visitation with my permission. So please remember them in your prayers. Exodus 20, I'll pick my text from that. It's a very simple text. You all know it is the Ten Commandments. Verse number 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honor thy father and thy mother. Honor. Honor thy father and thy mother. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 6, quickly. Verse number 1, 2, 3. Now, Paul was quoting from Exodus, but people do not understand the word in the Lord here. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, because you are all in the Lord and with the Lord's help. That's what it means. Not that only parents are not in the Lord. You should know. Look at the next statement. For this, the same passage. For this is right. Now, those days, I'm going to read verse 2 and 3. But I just want to stop for a minute in that statement. I'm going to preach on that statement today. For this is what? Those days we used to underline Bible. So please, if you have Bible, underline that. Even though we don't do that anymore. We all have iPads. But for this is right. Let that statement pop out of that scripture and hit you in your heart. For this is right. So, very simple. For this is right. Right. Don't try to argue it, debate it, analyze it. This is right. Now, verse 2 now says what? Verse 2 now says, for this is the only, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Some say with a blessing. Some say with a promise. I don't care. But there's something attached to it. With a promise, with a blessing. The first. Of course, not the first commandment in the law, but the first one among the ten with a promise. With a promise. Brethren, it's important for us to understand that this is the mind of God. This is the will of God. To honor parents, to honor our mothers, to honor our fathers is biblical, is the right thing to do, even if it's not the popular thing in town. Because the greatest threat to right is popular. The greatest threat to right is trending. We flow with what is trending, even if it is wrong. And we have a cultural clash. When it comes to honoring parents, there are different cultures that have different ways of honoring their people. The word, Hebrew word honor, and the Greek word, I studied both, have to do in that context, has to do with value. The value you place on something. And so if God says to you, you should place high value on your parents. Value them to the point where you honor them. And I see a major problem in the Nigerian church because of the Nigerian culture. We have a major cultural shift. We have become very Western in our practices and our expressions of our faith. To the detriment of our own culture. We've become so Western. We've become so Western without us even knowing that it's Western culture we are practicing, not scripture. Not scripture. The church is too Westernized to the point where they don't even understand scripture anymore. When it comes to honor, it has to do, more importantly, with culture. And I'm going to show you from scriptures how David honored his father, Jesse. How David honored his political father of Saul. How Solomon honored his mother. You will see it, and you will see a bit of alignment with African culture. An African way of honoring our parents. Our young ones hardly kneel down or prostrate again. We don't do that anymore because we see it as not Western, so not civilized. When was the last time you saw a young man go to the office Or sees his dad walking to the office and he goes, this way, daddy, good afternoon. Not Western. Not civilized. That's barbaric. They tend to make you look like an illiterate. What does illiteracy mean? Inability to read and write. But you can read and write. That's what the word illiterate means. You can't read, you can't write. Are you not read and write? So what's wrong with you doing this to your daddy and mommy? What's wrong with that? What is wrong? Because something in our minds is not necessary. I can respect them without prostrating for them. Prostrating with respect. It's part of it. What is wrong with that? Honor! God says we should honor our parents. He says the first commandment with a blessing. Brethren, let me quickly share with you five things about this honoring your mothers. Number one, it's a commandment, not a suggestion. It's a commandment. God commanded us to honor them. If God is commanding you, if you disobey, you are walking in disobedience. Both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, Jesus himself quoted it. So it's not an Old Testament commandment, it's a New Testament directive as well. To honor our parents. To honor mothers amongst us. Not just women that are... Any woman that's old enough to be your mother should be honored like a mother. I'm telling you, you should honor them like, honor them as your mother, as mothers. Maybe not your mother, but as mothers. And I expect us next year, and I pray God will help us in this church, that our Bula ladies will not plan Mother's Day. It's part of the problem we brought from our former church. That I keep saying to you that we have not changed. We have not changed. We pick up too many things religiously and we keep doing them. Why should you honor yourself? It is wrong. It's like me doing birthday for myself. The youth should take it up next year. The men should take it up next year. And say, we will honor our mothers. And let them stay. We do programs, celebrate them, buy them cards and gifts and cards and mugs. Say, Happy Mother's Day. Just like they should honor the fathers. She kept quiet. She needs to tell him again. She needs to tell them again. She must have told them. And I said, she should honor the fathers. Tell us. That's where it should be. For no man taketh this honor unto himself. Why should I be honoring myself? That's why I laugh sometimes. Because in this church, we need to learn many things and unlearn many things. We're too religious. This year, we're going to honor all the birthdays and the birthdays of our pastors. We don't honor our pastors. My birthday was a few days ago. Thank God for your lives. But in some churches, the way that we honor people. How should I be honoring myself? To do birthday party for myself and I destruct. I tell you how to do it, what to do, what to buy. It is not, no man taketh this honor unto himself. It's not right. That's not the way to do it. These mothers deserve more honor than this. Maybe because they don't give it, they don't receive it too. We should start giving because it is more blessed to every time you give, it comes back to you. Start being selfless. Thank God Mother's Day come for Father's Day. So we fathers will become the first recipient. Clap for Jesus of honor. So mothers, they must start planning now how to honor the fathers in the house. So we can... I'm preaching it. They say, preach it, I'm preaching it. They say, preach it, I'm preaching it. Honor. That word today, we must leave this house without understanding of the word honor. Honor. We must honor mothers. Those of you that have not called your mothers for a while, today make sure you call them, buy gifts, send something to it. Mommy, wherever your mommy is, don't ever be ashamed of your mother, even if she's in the village. I remember Pastor Bakari's story one day. He said when he came to Lagos, he came for the village. And on his graduation day, his mother, of course, literally carried something on the head, coming to a lag. He said he was proud. He said, that's my mom. Please come, mom. Brought his mom from that place and said, mama, sit down here. You are my mother. I don't care if you're not educated, if you're illiterate, if you look haggard, poor, you are still my mother. I will give you honor that is due to you. Honor your parents. Don't be ashamed of them. Don't be ashamed of your mothers. Go home. Celebrate them. Honor people. It's important. You must do that. It's a commandment from the Lord. Number two, it's the only commandment with a blessing. That is, you must understand that every value you fix will come back to you. The value you fix on them will come back to you. Number three, it's the right thing to do. I told you from that scripture. It's the right thing to do. Number four, it is pleasing to the Lord. Colossians 3:20. Very much pleasing. God is pleased with people that honor their parents. God is very pleased. Number four, God is pleased. It is pleasing to the Lord. Colossians 3:20 tells us that. Number five, which is very serious. It says, children, obey your parents in all things. But this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Well-pleasing. God is pleased. You want to know the will of God? I've not showed you the will of God. Honor your parents. Celebrate them. Respect them. Care for them. Love them passionately. Now, number five, which is very important for me, all of you note this. Death penalty was the punishment for dishonor in those days. Death. Proverbs 30:17. It says, any man that does not do that, let them die. Deuteronomy 27:16. He said, let them die. Kill any man, stone them to death if they dishonor their parents. I like the way Proverbs 20:20 puts it. You see, the eye that mocketh at his father or despise to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it. What a curse. Give me Deuteronomy 27:16. The eye, say, any eye that does this to the mother, what you thought is, you're going to sit down there. Say the eagle, cursed be he that set light by his father or his mother, and the people shall say, amen. You say, hey, it is in the Bible. For you to know how serious this commandment is to God. God, if you dishonor your parents, you should be carried out and stoned to death. Proverbs 20:20 supports that notion as well. Proverbs 20:20, very serious consequences for dishonoring parents. Serious. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Can I continue to give you more scriptures that will frighten you? There are many more here. Even me, as I was reading, I was saying, God. My wife did not understand it, and I've preached it here before. My father did not come to my wedding. I prostrated, I begged, and everything didn't come. The first place we went to was my father's place. Took all the gifts to them. I said, why? I said, my father is a Muslim, so I need parental blessing for life. My job is to honor him. His own job is with God to train me. If he doesn't do it, God will judge him. But me, I will not let God now judge me because I'm fighting him. I have no authority to judge my father. Remember Ham, Shem, Japheth. They showed their father's nakedness. Two covered, one opened. God judged. Even though the father drank and was wrong to have taken so much alcohol, it's not in your place. It is unscriptural. Who here can rebuke God? If God is your father, how can you say he's wrong? Understand scriptures. Understand scriptures. Even it is also in our culture. Nature teaches us, scripture teaches us. Because these you people, these Oyinbo people, you are copying Oyinbo too much. I am angry with Nigerian Christians. Angry. Youth, these young people, they are copying the West too much because you are watching DSTV. Do you think they have culture of respect there? One young boy, 13 or 15, told his mother at home in VGC, don't be silly, mom. Yes, or in Lagos. You say, hey, I'm going to do the same thing. He doesn't say it. You acted it towards your parents. You mock your parents with your eyes. Mommy, you're old school. Okay, I'm old school. But I'm saying, come home by 10. Mommy, this is modern day. Oh, this is modern day. All those things not working at own time. You don't know it. There are certain ways of disrespecting your parents. I know there are some weak parents, and I don't like them too. Because their children have more money, they become slaves to their children. I will always, till I die, counsel any young lady not to marry a man that is rude to his parents. Till my last breath, this is my tongue. I don't care if it works out for you or not, I will say it like I got home. No apologies. I buy your meat, Kasari. I have no apologies. I told my young daughters, lovely daughters, I said, this man, you should not marry him. Why? He is rude to his father. His father came to see me to cry. Help me talk to my son to give me 5,000 every month. But please don't tell him I told you. I said, why? Ah, he will shout at me at home. For I said, daddy, he got weak. He's leaving your house. Ah, my father, Alhaji Mahmoud Kasali, in his house. Oh, brother, and they found me. He will give you 3 bakas, pa, pa, pa. And you must say thank you. When he slaps us, he tells us to say thank you. With prostitution, say thank you, sir. Sorry, sir. Men should be strong. All this nonsense because of money. Women should be strong. If your children have more money, you keep your age, keep your dignity. Don't beg them for money. Stand your ground. Be firm. Be assertive. Money cannot buy your age. Money cannot buy your wisdom. The young man disrespected his father. The father was doing washman, and the boy was working in the bank, bringing Jim to church, transmatizing the girls in church. Is that a man of honor? So should such a young man not be rebuked? Is that a good man? Me, I have no apologies. Tomorrow I will say it again. You must honor your parents, even if they are poor. That's what I'm going to. Even if they are poor. He didn't say children honor rich parents. He said honor your parents, father and mother. Whether they are poor, educated, illiterate, Muslim. Oh, my mother was a Muslim. I honor my mother. She died. I honor that. It is scriptural. It is our culture and scripture. My mom will call me mommy. Mommy, yes, ma. When I get a mommy, no, no. Yes, ma. I'm not about any. I have to. That is one of the reasons. Shh. Listen to me. I love my wife. She loves. She till tomorrow greets her mother every morning like this. Mommy, good morning. Till tomorrow. Her mother shouts at her, Mommy, I'm sorry, my mommy, I'm happy, no. Till tomorrow. When I married her, she was in her mother's house. With fear and respect. So I'm waiting for the day Demi and Deru will try to do anything to my wife. I will tell them stories. Hey, your mother, honor her mom. You must honor her. As long as I'm alive and they fear me. I would not stay alive and see my children dishonor my wife. Never. Because she honored her mom. And she's still honoring her mom. There's nothing. We have to de-Americanize your minds. We have to. And de-Westernize it. There's nothing primitive in doing this. There's nothing primitive in cursing for elders. Japanese, they do it for their parents. It's a culture. Don't do high five and chalk knuckle with your people. Hey, ma'am, how you doing, chalk knuckle, ma'am? How you doing, ma'am? How you doing, ma'am? How you doing, dad? You okay, 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 dad? You all right, dad? Express honor and respect. It's all these modern day churches, so. All these money churches, Pastor Jackson. all of these modern day churches, they are the ones teaching our children to the West, to be too Western. One young girl, she was in this church. We trained her. She was in my protocol unit. We sent her to school. Very respectful. Very respectful. In fact, she lived with me for a while. And all of a sudden, she went to Abuja, joined another church. And that church taught her to become disrespectful. So she came, she her first money, she went to go and borrow money. Borrow money, took a loan to buy a car. When your mom is still doing Okada, she now brought a car to me, said, Rebecca, come and bless. You know, Rebecca, Sally is different. I don't know how to be a pastor because I don't need your money. If you give me, I'll take it. But if you don't give me, I'll tell you the truth. So I called her to my office. I said, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? You're buying a car. Do you have the money for this car? No, sir. You went to go and borrow money. Your mom came to me 2 weeks ago. Don't give me for so money. Go and take care of home at home. Go and sell that car and go and take care of your mom at home. He said, but no, my vision, my dream, that's our own business. Our own business. Your mother is begging everywhere. Your mother is begging for money everywhere, and you are not taking care of your mother. He said, the church I go to, I said in our church that we should express our dreams, our vision. We should think big. We should do this, do that. I said, that your pastor has a problem. If your pastor is not telling you to honor your parents, they have a problem. She got angry with me. She left our church. Because I told her, take care of your mother. I didn't ask her for a dime. All I said is, please, take care of your mother. That's all. That's all. That was my offense. Do I regret it? No! Will I do it tomorrow? Yes! You trust me? I'll do it tomorrow. You can go. Honor your mother. How can your mother be doing Okada? Be begging around and you are walking in the back. You can't take care of your mother. You can't support your mother. It is wrong. I'm angry. You should love your parents. Support them financially. Give them monthly allowance as much as you can support them. I gave my father more than I was, and my mother did a goat passed away. So my sister said she was enjoying it. Because the money would be huge, and then I do not spending it. 2 weeks after, mommy will come again. I said, mommy, is Yetunde and Saida spending this money? The money I gave to you is enough. Hey, you're your sisters now. I need more. Hey. So one day I sat my sister and I said, hey, the day mommy goes home, you will suffer. Because now I won't give it anymore. Today they are begging me. They say if we had known, we would have been saving that those money. He didn't save. It's my duty to my parents. You must support them. Monthly, no matter how small, monthly allowance. No matter how small. No matter how small, that's how you can get the blessing. The only commandment with the promise. She's rich, she doesn't need it. No, it's not about need, it's about duty. It is your duty. It is your... I was very happy when my son told me that it's time for me to stop taking money from you. I said, no, you're still young. He said, no, Dad, I want to make sure this year is the last year you'll give me money. I'm working now to make sure I give you money. I was very happy. I'm very happy. Dollars, I'm very happy. Even I was doing Shakara, I said, no, not yet. Go and see what is it. My heart, bring it. Praise God. I said, praise God. When he started to work in the U.S., I was finishing school. He made his first money and he didn't send it home. I called him and blasted him. I said, don't you know our culture? The full salary. The proper first fruit you sent to mommy already. Take what you want and give me back my own. Dad, he didn't tell me. I said, I'm now telling you. Withdraw. I said, I've paid this. I know. Whatever. Take the minimum, send it back home. So that amount will not take $1, $2, and then send back and say, go and bless. I want to bless you. There's nothing wrong with that culture. You people don't do too much oyinbo and you forget your identity. Don't forget who you are. You are Africans and you are also Christians. Don't make it look like it is wrong to be African. You are. You can't deny it. Your skin tells me that. Your language tells me that. No matter you try to change your phonetics, you are African. You are African. I like that young man that went like this and prostrated. You saw him. I wish you had finished that video. You see his accent is deeply American. But his practice is African. We must get back to basics. Honor your parents. Honor your parents. As we do Mother's Day today, it's beyond just saying sweet mother. You must make sure your mother is sweet indeed. Go home. It's time for us to change this. Because so many churches make it look like it's wrong. We try to Americanize our systems, our practices, our values. We are different. We're different. There's something wrong with Scripture. Scripture respects it and recognizes it. Go to 1 Kings quickly. 1 Kings chapter 2. I will show you what happened there. I like that very much. Honor is deeply cultural. Even your mothers-in-law. Ruth. Who helped Ruth? Naomi. Ruth chapter 3 verse 6. I'll show you very soon. Everything her mother-in-law told her to do, she did. She honored that mother. Go to 1 Kings 2 verse 19 for me quickly. This was the king's. She went down unto. Go ahead, verse 19. She went down to. No, verse 19. Yes. Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak unto him, as a mother, for Adonijah. Adonijah had met Bathsheba to say, give me the woman, Abishag the woman. Now, Solomon was a king. David had told Solomon what to do, the father, as a king, giving him instructions. Part of it is not to be weak as a king, to protect the throne. Protect your throne. Be strong, be fair. All those things were there. Now, the brother that had gone ahead to pronounce himself and announce himself as king had been forgiven by this same King Solomon. Forgiven him, they moved on. So the man now went to meet the queen, the king's mother, which is called Queen Mother, which is Bathsheba. Please, tell my brother the king to give me Abishag, one beautiful babe. That beautiful babe was the one they married for David in his old age. I want to marry that girl. That girl is fine. I don't care if I don't have the throne, but that girl, I want to marry that girl. So the queen mother said, okay, I'll go and talk to your brother, your younger brother. So the queen mother entered, and that's what we see. Look at what happened here. The king rose up, which is not, it's a culture. The king should not rise from his throne. But seeing the mother, mama, it was not culture, it was respectful. Rose up to meet her. Bowed himself. Kings don't bow. Kings don't bow. But when he saw his mom, mommy, I'm sorry, ma. And then bowed, mommy. Kings don't bow. That was honoring the mom. Bowed himself. Solomon bowed. Continue. I'm going to show you why I like this story. I like the story so much to her. And sat down on his own throne. Then caused a seat to be set for the king's mother. Mommy, sit down here. She sat where? Right hand of strength. Mommy, sit down here. What do you want, ma? Because my mom is here. Some of you see your mom in your office. You deny her. You act as if she's not your mother. There's a woman outside. Oh, she says she wants to see you. Who? She says it's your mom. Mrs. No, don't mind that woman. No. She's a fake woman. I don't want to see her. Please take your mother. Because you don't want your friends to say, is that your mom? Let's stop all this nonsense. Stop. It is wrong. It is. My mom, before she passed on, she had arthritis. Her leg was so bad, I took her to several hospitals. And so one day, I don't know where I was in my office. I think I had guests, because we had some guests trying to do some things there with Germany. Some German guys came. My mom just showed up. And she showed up on a car. I was so angry. And I've given her money, mommy, be entering taxi. When you come and they can't pay, I will pay. He said, no, the money of taxi is too much. Mommy, I will pay it. No, it's a woman. He said, it's too much. I said, mommy, I will pay. Please, my son. He said, it's too much. And she came. And they told me, my mom said, I said, mommy, did you say, let my mom come. I said, excuse me, I can't see my mom. I went down, brought her to my office because my house was on the fourth floor. We moved out through the elevator. We sat there at the tea house. Mommy, I'm coming to have a meeting. People knew. Mama, I sat down there. I went back to my meeting. Came out. Mommy moved my office. Mommy, what are you going to do? You didn't tell me you're coming. Huh? We had mommy to daddy, mommy to son, this agreement. She asked what she wanted. I gave her. I told my driver, take mommy. Mommy will always do ijebu. But honor your... Because if I gave her money for taxi, she will still take okada. My mom, she will say, no way, well, the money is too much. Taxi, Jesha, 1,000. What? Okada. My mom would never do taxi. So except you put her in a taxi and you pay the taxi. And if you can't take the money, I beg the taxi man, please don't give us money. Don't. But my mom would say, stop, give me the money. So I said, my dad, take mommy home. Then you go to a museum. I'm going to come to church now, because church people will not like me, what I'm about to say, especially my colleagues. Because that's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15. He said, pastors and priests may deceive you. They're lying to you. When they say that you should bring money to church or to priests or for God, he said, if he says it's a korban, it's a gift, that the money I will have given to take care of my mom, I've committed it to the things of God. Christ said, it is still wrong. The day I read it, I said, God. That was God, Christ himself. He said, God said, honor your father and your mother. And you, these leaders of the church, Pharisees, you say, if a man takes that money that he would have used to take care of the mom and donate it to a church project or God, that is okay. Christ said, it is wrong. Wow. Christ said, it is wrong. Let no church pastor deceive you, including Reverend Kasali. Go and honor your mom first. That's another Pastor Sarah Omaku. She said in Abuja one day on her preaching, she said, how can you call me mommy in church when you are disrespecting your mommy at home? She said, don't call me mommy anymore, you can't respect your mommy first at home. That was a strong message. He said, don't come to church and say, daddy in the Lord, mommy in the Lord, when you own at home, you are abusing. And the money you spent on your senior pastor for gifts, you don't spend a tenth for your mom at home. I know my colleagues don't like what I'm saying. But let's tell the truth. Let's teach our children, our members, to honor their parents. Don't let's take all the money from the church hiding under different kinds of things. And then they disobey their parents at home, refuse to take care of their parents at home, and we take all the money in church. You say, well, you give it to God, God will forgive your sins. Jesus said, no. Christ said, no. And that was God himself speaking. You can't violate my law by trying to keep another law. Us Kings again, chapter 2. Look at what now I like. Look at, this is the balance. All of you, look at the balance. The balance is what I love here. 1 Kings 2 verse 19. You will see what happened eventually. Give me 1 Kings 2 verse 19. I like it so much because I've read this passage. See that. Look at verse 20. After Solomon honored the mom. Verse 20. Then she said, I desire one small petition of you. I pray you, say me not no. Don't say no to me. And the king said to her, mommy, ask on my mother, for I will not say no. Then verse 21. She said, let Abishag, the Shunammite, be given to Adonijah, thy brother, to wife. Mommy, don't go there. And the king Solomon answered and said unto his mother, why do you not ask also? Why do you ask Abishag, the Shunammite, for Adonijah? Ask him the kingdom also, mommy. Because it's my elder brother, even for him, and for Abiathar the priest, and for Joab, the son of Jerah. So he said, this would have ganged up against my father. Because the father had given a prior and a previous instruction. I honor you, mom, but I'm sorry I cannot do this. Can you see the balance? Can you see the balance? He honored his mother, but did not grant it because the request was anti-God. Did Solomon rise up to greet the mom? Yes. Did Solomon prostrate for the mom? Did Solomon give a chair to the mom by the side? But did Solomon answer the request? It's a balance. This is a balance. If the request is something against my faith, I will say no. That's what we should be teaching our children in church. If your mom now says, my daughter, come and sit down here. I'm your mother. Now me breastfeed you. You are 28. You must marry. So I'm going to give you one chief, 75-year-old man. He didn't get money. Go marry him. Say, mommy, kneel down respectfully with smile. Mommy, no, I cannot do it, ma. I'm a child. You are balancing it. And say, this, I should respect my mommy. Say, my mother, should I will do it. You want to do it. You too want to marry 75-year-old. You want to. So it's not mommy. You want to. It's sweet your belly. So don't now go allow mommy. I say, hey, Reverend, it's not me. It's my mom that imposed on me. It's you. You want to do it. You want to do it. You go, Guru. You want to do it. Praise God. Do you see the balance? So that you won't say, oh, Reverend, just saying, carte blanche, anything your mom says, you do it. No. Solomon respected and honored the mom, but Solomon did not accede to the request. He said, I cannot give Abishag to Adonijah. I'm sorry. To do that is to give my throne to him. Mommy, you may not understand it. You're emotional. You're trying to just make sure you secure my kingdom, but the counsel is wrong. Mommy, I'm sorry. I will not. And this mother went away. No wahala. But that guy dealt with Adonijah. Say, you went to make my man behind. Thank you, Dada, for me. Because you know that this is one woman that cannot ask me for something I will not say no to. You now went behind me to talk to my mother. Who knows how many more things he will do in the kingdom. He dealt with him, but apologized to the mom. Mommy, I'm sorry. That's what respect is and regard is and how to honor. Let me round up, because I'm sure I've done enough on this honor your mother today. Honor your mothers. Honor is cultural. We should honor mothers culturally. Kneel down to greet your mothers. I asked one of our mothers in the house this morning. I called at my office, our Deaconess Araba. I said, Mommy, what would you like children to do for you? Because I'm going to ask us all to stand up in a short while, especially young people. I've told Gabriel and Violet to tell me, 20 young people, to go around and practice what I'm preaching today. As we sing Sweet Mother again, go and look for the aged mothers in this church. For the first time in your life, I know you don't kneel down. Kneel down today to greet them, Sweet Mother. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing. We must practicalize what we preach and teach. I pray. You see, one of the things, I remember years ago, somebody came to my office, told her I greeted my office. Told her, many years ago, she entered my office, she greeted me, cut scene for me, and a young lady came in, standing up, said, good afternoon, Reverend. So I said, when she left, did you see that woman? Yes. She's so and so busy in the marketplace. Yes. Do you see how she greeted me? Yes. You youth, you have a problem. Your head, you have a problem there. You have to put culture. You know, it is. We are modern day girls. Modern day girls. You girls. Big girls. You big girls cannot need to do like this. We're not even saying two knees on the floor. Not to cut a bit. We even say we'll take a little bit of cutting. You say, no, you can't do that one. It is sad. Where did you get that from? Oyinbo, Obodo Oyinbo. Now, that's why I see some of people in my church from Southeast, when they greet me, they go this way. And I understand their culture. They go this way. If at all, I stretch my hands out. They don't. Whenever I do it, they do this. There's a staff in my church that has never shaken my hands. Never! Whenever I say, how are you today? He said, no, sir, that day I cannot. Always, always. One day I say, why? He said, you're my father, I cannot, sir. He told me, say, you're my father, I cannot. I cannot be doing this to you. I cannot, sir. I said, once in a while, I want to. He said, no, I cannot, sir. So I left him. I don't want to bruise his conscience. Because in his conscience, he felt it was a sin. He told me, there's nothing he refused to. Remember? Minister Shagalu, he always, ever, the one who preached, will do this to me? Never. He said, I cannot. Now, I know that people have their tender consciences. For him, I cannot. I'm sorry, I cannot do it. So I just left him. I didn't want to force him to do it. Because I'll be bruising his conscience. If he does it to me, then to bother people, he'll be slapping them. I said, let me leave him with his faith. Brethren, we have to get things right and do the right things. This is right. What I'm teaching you today is right. It has nothing to do with, pastor is old school. It's not old school. Bible says it is right. If you say it is old school, you're saying the Bible is old school. The Lord will help us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Honor is unconditional and not dependent on wealth. Matthew 15 verse 4 to 6. It's unconditional. Honor. Mother's prayers are powerful. 2 Timothy 1 verse 5. Get your mothers to pray for you and to bless you. Get your mothers to pray for you and to bless you. Honor is morally sound. Honor is morally sound. And this is the generation that dishonors parents. Look at Proverbs 30 verse 11. I'm going to close with that. Proverbs 30 verse number 11. Proverbs 30. And like he said, there is a generation that curseth their father and does not bless their mother. Do you belong to that generation? Think. There is a generation that curses their father and does not bless their mothers. The question here today is, as I round up now, ask yourself, do you belong to that generation? Put your hands together and rise to your feet.
Thank you for listening. Worship with us at Foundation of Truth Assembly Headquarters on 40/42 Imam Dauda Street, off Eric Mosu Lere, Lagos. God bless you.